friends, welcome back to Back to the Book broadcast again. Good to be with you this morning. Hoping you're getting up and getting ready to go to church and enjoy the blessings of God today in the house of God. And he said, forsake not the assembling yourselves together as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. I tell you, the wickeder and wickeder it gets, the more wicked it is, it seems like the more we ought to be in the house of God. But somehow it's less so than it ever has been. But I'm telling you, I'm glad we got a God today that knows our need. And you need to get up and get ready to go to church this morning, get Sunday school hour and worship service today. And then we invite you to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, preach to you the Word of God. And you come and be with us today, 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour, 10:45 worship, and then back at 5 for the evening worship and 7 on Wednesday prayer meeting. And we invite you to come to be with us throughout the day today. Good to be saved this morning. Good to be able to get up on Sunday morning and make your way to the house of God. And just to get to worship the Lord and fellowship with the saints of God, break bread with those that are there and fellowship with them. Thank God for it. It's good to be saved this morning. So we want to hope that the program be a blessing to each one of you that's listening today, especially the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out, be in the house of God. I trust that somehow God will help you today, touch your heart, encourage your life this morning. And then if you're lost today, that God would speak to your heart and you'd say you needed a Savior. Come repenting of your sins and putting your faith in Jesus, and He will save you. Ask Him. He'll do it. Amen. He said, those that come unto me out of no wise, cast them out. And we've got a promise that we'll hear those that are lost today. He will accept you if you come repenting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved, the Bible said. Good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time to be with us today in the broadcast. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning, those that's not able to get out to go anywhere. They're homebound and not able to get out. We trust that and this will be a good day for you this morning, that and God would just exceedingly bless your soul out there today with the songs, with the message, with the Word of God, and that we'll try our best to be a blessing to you today. Fathers, we bow in your presence. We want to thank you for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace that brought him here, and Lord, the truth that he's presented to us. Thank you, dear Lord, for everything you've done, for what you're doing for us today as your children, and what you're going to do in the future. God is your inheritance. I'm glad we've got a home to go to. He said, you said, you prayed us a promise that you're going to come back and get us, and I thank you for that. And Jesus is coming soon. And what a day that will be. Now, God bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Touch every heart that's out there that needs some help. Those that's lost without you, pray you'd speak to them. They might see the need of a Savior before it's too late. Have your will and way, and everything you do, we'll praise you. Love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning and be an uplift to your life today. It's good to be able to get together and sing the songs and pray and fellowship with the Lord. It's good to be there. He'll be here this morning. All right, you listen now as they sing.
One of the things I like what he said about the men was they get together with them and they pray. And I believe that if anything is going to turn our nation back, is this us as Christians praying. And that's a little bit of what this song talks about. You say I'm not able, I'm too young, or I'm too old. I can't sing or preach, no title do I hold. Lord, what can I do? I want to do my part. I want to help the hurting with all of my heart. I can pray until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. I can pray. My family shows no interest. My son has gone too far. I try my best to reach them. Their hearts are just so hard. Lord, what can I do to help bring them back to you? Lord, my family's lost and dying. My words just don't get through. But I can pray until those walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. And I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. That's something I can do. I can pray. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a teacher. You may not even be able to sing, but I'm glad there's something we all can do. We can pray until those walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. And I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. That's something I can do. I can pray.
Amen. That's one thing everybody can do. We can pray. Thank God. I tell you, it's good to have a God that's listening to us, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy, and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank God for that. What a blessing. Amen. This morning. All right, we're going to have another one now. Hope it'll be a help and a blessing to your heart today. You listen to this young man sang the lead on this. He's a man the world tried to get. I tried to get him and lure him out into the world's music, but he refused, and it's been a real blessing as he's singing for the Lord today. You listen to him as he sings. Amen.
No one knew how long I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Though I laughed and said my life was fine without you, I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood, I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away. Yes, it's true. There have been days when I failed you, Lord, and you know the many times I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger in my weakness. And your ear is open every time I pray. No one else has ever cared for me like Jesus. Other friends can never be as close to me. I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow, knowing you are everything I'll ever need. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away.
And my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away.
I'm amazed.
Amen. I'm glad he gives pardon. Amen. Thank God for that. All right, we're going to go back to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. I want to try to carry on some things we've been trying to preach in the last several services and broadcast here, and try to be a help and a blessing to you today. There's quite a bit of Hebrews chapter 11 that's allotted to Abraham, and rightly so, because he's a man of faith. He's a father of our faith, and through him, God gave the Lord Jesus, and I praise God for his life and for his testing of faith that God put before him, Abraham and Sarah, mentioned together, amen, mentioned together, Abraham, by faith Abraham, and through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive and bear a son. And so thank God for these fathers of our faith now that God has given to us, and we certainly have someone we can look to and we can find direction in today for our faith. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. I've read some of that, but I want to read just a portion of it this morning. The Bible said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive after for an inheritance, obeyed and went out not knowing whither he went. And so we find Abraham's departure there, his exercise of faith. Now faith is, the Bible tells us there, of course, back in the first verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a tangible. It's something you can put your hand on. It's something you can trust, your faith. And we can put it in the Lord. He recognizes our faith more than he does our works. Amen. Because if it wouldn't for faith, we'd not have any works. And God sees our faith because it's in our heart. Today, he knows exactly what we stand in need of. He knows exactly who we are, what we're facing. He knows exactly how to test us and prove us and make us a vessel that he can use for his glory. When he looked at us, now he didn't see who we were. He saw the capability that he, what he could do in our lives and make us a vessel that he could use for the glory of God. There's not a one of us that would have been chosen because of our ability. We chose him because God saw our hearts. Amen. He knew our capabilities and he recognized that we could exercise faith. But Bible said here, now faith, of course, is what Abraham exercised. That he went out not knowing whither he went. And so that was exercised by faith. And then, of course, Abraham's journey, thy faith was on the beginning when he went out from Ur of the Chaldees and happened to go to a land that God told him to go to, not knowing whither he went. And he just stepped out by faith. And so that was only beginning of his journey. His faith was going to grow. His spirituality was going to prosper. And he was going to go more for God. Did Abraham fail anywhere along the way? Certainly he failed. He failed many times. And God tells us about it there in the book of Genesis. He tells us about the failures of Abraham's faith when he got his eyes off the Lord, got his eyes on Egypt, and I went down into Egypt. And of course there, Abraham and Sarah suffered the shame and the things that were happening there. And then he came out, built him an altar, and went back to serving God. There's an exercise of faith. And so Abraham, his faith began to grow and began to go forward for the glory of God. And so he began to prosper. And you notice, of course, immediately after that God saved Abraham, exercised his faith in the Lord, and through that faith, and there in Genesis chapter 22, immediately he began to test his faith. He began to test him. Now, if you're worth anything to God and to this world, you're going to have to be tested. You're going to have to be proven. You're going to have to be proven what God has done in your life, and you're going to be tested to see how that you can overcome the things that's going to come your way. And many of the testings come because God permits those things to happen to us just to see what and improve what we can do for the glory of God. And so the testing of Abraham's faith and was done for Abraham's sake and for those around him, that they might see what was in the life of Abraham and how he stood when the things was negative to him, and how that he just stayed with God, and that he began to prove him. And the Bible said there in Genesis chapter 22, I want to dwell there for a little while this morning. And the Bible said it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Now he was voluntarily listening to the Lord. He wasn't out of tune with God. He was walking with God. He wasn't perfect, and that he was a mature Christian, and he would become more mature the longer that he was tried and tested by faith. And if you study the life of Abraham, which we've done many times, you'll find that his faith began to grow, and he began to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And God used him for his glory because he responded to the Lord. Now, if you don't listen to God, if you don't listen to him in reproof, you're not going to listen to him in a testing. Amen. And you got to listen to the Lord. You got to hear what he's got to say. When we sin and when we falter along the way, 1 John tells us that. He commands us not to sin. Everybody has got the same commandment. God said, don't sin. But he said, if any man sin, he's got an advocate with the Father, and it's Jesus Christ. And if we'll confess that sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so the testings come our way, and that we can be forgiven of our sin. Abraham had to get forgiveness in his life. It became a reality to him after he put his faith in the Lord. And when he stepped out by faith, he began to be tested. And the Bible said, and he said unto him, now take thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And here was the beginning of a real test in Abraham's life. And he was testing him to see if he would do what he told him to do. And I'm telling you, he was proving himself to the Lord here. And so he told, and I'm telling you, Isaac was one that they'd prayed for. He was one that came when Abraham was 100 years old, and as Sarah was 90. And that, brother, that baby was given to them against all of the doubts of the faith and those around them, and said it's impossibility for anyone to to have a child that age, have a 90 years of age, and the man be a hunt as a pat. Oh, yes, God said, I can do it. I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to raise a seed of you, and that's going to be the beginning of it. Oh, yes, sir. And Brother God gave and the promises unto him. And so, and that's the son that God had given him. And then of his seed was going to come as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky from those seed. And here God is telling him, Abraham, I want you to take him over to the mountain, and I want you to sacrifice him there upon that mountain. You take the wood. Abraham just got up, went out there, and began to split the wood, and began to bundle it up and load it upon the donkey, and began to get everything ready, got the fire, and had to carry the fire with them, and that made provisions there for them to get on the mountain and then build a fire to make, have to have a burnt offering unto the Lord. And so he looked around and said, Isaac, let's go. And got Isaac. Isaac began to look around, and Isaac said, Father, he said, we've got the wood and we've got the fire. Where is the offering? He said, Son, God will provide himself a lamb. And amen. Brother, I'm telling you, it was a test of his faith. And he fully believed that if he sacrificed that son on that altar, that God could raise him up. Amen. A picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mind of God, Abraham killed his son. Amen. Didn't happen in reality there on that day on the mountain. He raised a knife. God said, hold it just a moment. We got, listen, hold it right there. And then we're going to provide a lamb. And there caught in the thicket was a ram caught by his horns. Abraham went, got him out of the thicket and began to examine him. And he wasn't torn anywhere. He wasn't skint anywhere. He didn't have any briars in his body. And no blemish upon him. And Abraham took him over to the altar, and brother, laid him on a fire and killed him and put him on that altar. Why? God provided himself a lamb. And God provided, amen. And there was a test of faith. And Isaac lived, and brother, in Abraham's eyes, because he passed the test. He was willing to sacrifice his own son upon that altar, a son of promise, a son of faith, and sacrifice him on that altar, and because God told him to do it. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, it was a test of faith. He was tempting him and testing him to see what he would do. And he had faith. Amen. His faith knew that God knew what he was doing. Listen, you know what comes along with faith? It comes along a trust. And you can't have faith without trusting God. He trusted God to take care of the situation. He knew exactly what happened, that God was able to do, and what he said that he was going to do. And he knew that Isaac was going to live and bear some seed. He didn't know how he was going to do it, because God told him to kill him upon the altar. But I tell you, in the eyes of Abraham, God was raising him up from the dead, just like he did Jesus Christ, and the Lamb of God that was sacrificed on the cross. And the God raised him up and made him a Savior for us, and through him we live today. And so Abraham was tested, he was tried, and there, and that to sacrifice his own son. And then God, listen, God informed him of what he was going to do. And then God, listen, and it was a very important time in Abraham's, he responded. And amen. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 7 that the trial of your faith and being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, and though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, brother, the trials of our faith comes along. We may think at that time that it's a very hard thing to go through with. But oh, my friend, you just go through that trial of faith, and you just believe God, and you trust God, because if you don't believe him, you'll never trust him. And brother, that believe believe in God, trust in Him, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And that was very real in the life of Abraham that day, and brother, because God had told him what to do. And if God says it, brother, it's time to do it. Amen. And trust God with the results of it, because God knows exactly what He's doing in our lives every day. He's making of us a better person, a better Christian, somebody that He can trust, somebody that can look to and see the example we set before them, because we went through the trial of faith and we have believed God, and brother, God will accomplish in our lives what we need for His glory and for His honor. So Abraham had not been trusted God and responded to God, and listen, and that was more precious than gold that perishes. You may think gold is good to have. You may think you've got a bunch of gold, my friend, somewhere in your house. Have you got something precious? No, my friend, the trial of your faith is more precious than of gold that perishes, because that gold can melt. That gold can be destroyed. But I'm telling you, the trial of your faith is much more precious than that. And that's how much God treasures our trial of faith, that He might prove us and, brother, make us a vessel that He can use for His glory, and then one day reward us for that when we get to the judgment seat of Christ and just pass the test. And, brother, just stay with God and just go through the trial. It may get rough, it may get hard, it may get terrible to go through with, but if God puts you through the test, it's more precious than a gold that perishes. What are you going to do, my friend, when the test comes your way? Stay with God. Trust God, because God is able to perform above and beyond that you're even able to think about. God is the one that puts us through it. He knows exactly the end of it. He knows the beginning of it. He knows that what you're going through it in between times. And He gives extra grace along with it to stay with God and to stand the test and prove yourself to those around you and that God is your Savior and you're trusting Him. Stay with God, my friend. Stay with God, my friend. Go through that test. It may be hard, but brother, it too will pass. It's going to pass. You're going to get through it, and there's going to be an ending. There's going to be an ending to it, and one day we'll stand before the Lord and He'll reward you for staying faithful to Him. And the He will stay with you. He said, and lo, I'm with you all the way, and even unto the end of the world. And my friend, that is a reality in the life of those that are saved by the grace of God. Well, friend, our time is gone this morning. I'm glad we got a God we can trust today. I'm glad we got somebody we can put our faith in and trust Him to do exactly what He said that He would do. Stay with God. Meet us in church this morning. Let God help you and bless you. It's our prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.